My name's John Tolucci. I studied in Barcelona, Spain, fall of 2021. One story I have about my experience abroad came towards the end of it. We were looking for things to do with it, our last week that we had to travel, and one of my roommates suggested Madrid. At the time, I was pretty hesitant, didn't feel like doing it, was almost kind of over the whole travel experience part, and wanted to just relax for a weekend before finals and then having to prepare to go home. I was really against it, but he kept pushing me to do it and all this. Eventually, my other friends had gotten involved, and they tried to start convincing me too. I was very anti going to Madrid. And then finally, one day, one of my friends texted me like, you know, are you gonna make him go alone? And I was like, I don't think I will. So I got peer pressured into going. It led to another 5 a.m. wake up to get a, maybe even 4 a.m. wake up to get a 7:30 flight. Granted, the flight was only like an hour, so it wasn't bad at all. But with how early we arrived in Madrid, nothing was even open. Like I think we got there around 10, so we had to wait a solid hour just to get food, and that was McDonald's. Surprisingly, McDonald's wasn't even open. I tried to look for the best in the trip, as much as I was really not feeling it. I'm a big fan of Money Heist, which was a show that was filmed in Madrid, just all throughout Spain. So upon, you know, accepting the offer to go, that was something I like started research on and gave myself something to look forward to. Seeing a lot of the filming locations was a cool aspect of it, but I didn't find Madrid to be, you know, all that I thought it would be. I almost thought it was like New York, and I'm not a big fan of New York. You know, I was only there for, I guess, luckily 36 hours. But even then, it was more than enough. You know, we had one night in an Airbnb. We went out that night, and we couldn't even, like, stay out too long because we had to come back, sleep, and then be out by 10. So not that we had to clean up the Airbnb much or anything, but, you know, to go out, come back, and get, you know, not enough sleep, and then have to, you know, spend the day walking around Madrid was not the most, you know, enticing experience looking back. You know, this story kind of just didn't really tell me, I guess, a lot about myself, but it taught me a lesson. You know, I realized that I shouldn't be caving in. You know, they always, you know, you grew up talking about peer pressure, like peer pressure, everything. Elementary school, all through school. Even like my mom was like, if your friend jumps off a bridge, you're going to follow him. But, you know, it really like, like actually experiencing a moment that I did something I didn't want to do is what clicked in my head to be like, okay, like if I really don't want to do this thing, I'm not going to let someone peer pressure me. I'm not going to let, you know, the person who wants me to go peer pressure me, but even further. So I'm not going to let other people not even involved or even going try to convince me to go when in the end it doesn't affect them. And it only just comes back to me. So I was, you know, it was a, you know, lesson learned. I don't regret going, but because, you know, I did learn that, you know, this is something that I wouldn't repeat. But overall, you know, you learn. And I think while I was at the end of my study abroad experience, it is something that sticks with me. And I'm grateful that it happened.